Hi, this is Jason's friend, right? Oh, fuck. Okay, good. I was hoping to get in contact with you. I wanted to know, if you were available for the next couple of hours. Because, like, my husband's out of town at the moment, and I really need some help around the house. Nothing too serious, just moving some boxes and a little bit of yard work. I'd really appreciate it. What else? And laying down some pipe? Something a man like you would have no problem taking care of, I'm sure. Could you do that for me? Oh my God, thank you so much. All right, great. Just call me when you get here, okay? And I'll let you in. Okay, great. See you soon. Thanks. Perfect. Now, let's see what I have in my wardrobe. Okay. Just a few more, just to the left. Yeah, right there. Perfect. 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 Oh my God. All right, great. That really should be all for today. Thank you so much for helping. Oh my God, you're a lifesaver. Oh, come on now. Give yourself a little more credit. Like, without you, those metal pipes were going to sit in that dusty old garage until my great grandkids had grandkids. Like, let's just get out of this fucking heat. It is far too hot to do any more work right now. Oh my God, but you're free to take a seat on the couch. Yeah, grab a towel before you sit down, of course, because you are drenched in sweat. Oh my God. Did you want anything to drink? I can get you some water, juice, wine if you want to loosen up a bit. Water's fine? All right, let me get that for you. Okay, here's your water, and I'll just have a little bit of wine. I'm feeling bad today. Wow. Look at you go with guzzling that water, but don't drink too fast. I think you'll choke if you do that. You must have really needed it though, huh? Well, don't worry. There's more where that came from. I got plenty more water. Like, yeah, so. Do I want some? No, I'm fine, thank you. I just stick with my little sips of wine here and there. I'm good. You needed that water more, especially after the work you put in. You're quite the strong man, aren't you? Well, I mean, it's more impressive than you think. Like, if my man tried doing what you did, he wouldn't be finished until the next day, or he'd sit there and go, "Ah, my lower lumbar," and then his lumbar would go out, and then he'd have back issues, and then nothing would get done. So, yeah, don't get me wrong, I love him, but there's just no denying that he lacks in certain departments, but it's just a part of, getting a little older. Not that, he was that much different back then, but he was definitely, more muscular then. Like, yeah. I just wish, that I had a guy like you around the house more often. Maybe then things would get done here. My son. Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, he may have a little bit more muscle than his father, but he is not brightest bulb sometimes. Last time I had him do some handiwork around here, he nearly tore down the entire house. Like, I mean, sometimes I just wonder where his logic goes. I mean, some days I'm really like excited for him, and then there's days where I've seen him put Tupperware dishes in the dishwasher with the lid on it. So I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna make it. But enough about him. But between you and the other two, I think it's a no-brainer. Like, hard work and a show? Why would I pass up on that? Wait, what? What show am I talking about? Well, you, of course. It's not every day that a woman like me gets to have a very sexy guy like you working in her yard. I mean, just look at you. These strong toned muscles all across your body, connected to that handsome face of yours. Girls must be tearing each other apart to get a piece of you. Like, I'm surprised we didn't have a public audience. Oh, well, that's no fun. You're young and you need to get out. Live a little bit. But, just don't focus on work all the time. Like, relax every once in a while, hang out with your friends, maybe have a nice evening with a chick or whatever you're into. It doesn't even matter. But, Oh, I mean, I'm just teasing, sweetie, but there is some truth in what I'm saying. It's not good to bottle up all of your more ravenous urges. and using your hand isn't the best way to handle those kinds of things sometimes. Sometimes you need something real, something tight and wet that you can just use like a toy over and over until you finally get the release that you've been begging for. What you need is a woman. Oh, get out of here. I'm not being weird. I know how men like you are. You push down all of those primal sexual urges, not because you don't like them. You just don't know how to use them yet, but you have amazing potential, baby. Your face, your body, that bulge trying to break out of your jeans. Oh, oh. You didn't think I'd notice, huh? I've been staring at it all day. I mean, I'm the one who caused it. Don't I deserve a little eye candy for my hard work? Oh, baby. Don't play dumb now. I know you've been eyeing me down since you got here, taking glances at my tits or my ass when you thought I wasn't looking. But I'll let you in on a little secret, okay? That's exactly what I wanted. You really think I brought you here just to move some pipes? No, 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 baby. I had more selfish intentions with you. Well, with how I was flirting with you earlier, I thought you would catch on. But apparently, you like to have things spelled out for you so you really understand. I want you. The very fucking cute and sexy man that you are. I want you to fuck me. Yeah, you heard me. That's the real reason I brought you here. Sure, moving the pipes was great, but I was looking to get my hands on a different kind of pipe. Thick and veiny that I can put to very good use, baby, and you seem to have the exact equipment that I've been looking for. What about my husband? Well, if he didn't want this to happen, he shouldn't have been such a prude all the time, huh? Because a woman has needs, just like a man. Needs that can't be met by a man who cares more about fishing than sleeping with his wife. And my son, well, he has nothing to do with this at all. The best thing that boy has ever done was introducing me to you. And I'm not going to pass up on this golden opportunity just because it would make my son throw a hissy fit. Like, so calm down. Just relax, baby, okay? Let me take out that beautiful cock of yours. Yeah, just lie back for me and relax. Oh. Oh, my God. Look, it just jumped out at me. You're just young and very hung. And that's a very dangerous combination, baby. Or should I say, daddy. Now, I have to be quiet, baby, because I have better things for my mouth to do. Yeah. How's that, daddy? Do you like how my mouth feels around your cock? I can tell. I've never seen a man twitch as much as you while they're getting their cock sucked. Is this your first time? Well, don't worry. I know my way around a cock, baby. It's okay. So just relax. Yeah. Oh. I haven't taken a cock, oh my God, that deep in my throat since college. And I want some more. Well, Oh. Oh my God. I forgot how much of an oral slut I was. I just can't get enough of this tasty cock of yours, baby. I mean, can you do me a favor, daddy? All I want you to do is grab the back of my head and you fuck my mouth until I can't fucking breathe. Oh, there you go. Thank you, Dad. Oh. All right. That's enough. Oh no, I'm not done just yet. I'm just gonna give my mouth a little bit of a break. Oh, I know my mouth feels amazing, Daddy. But you wanna know what's even better? These tits of mine. Let me take this off. And you know, I don't just do this for anybody, but I'll make an exception for you. Now, let me just put my tits around your cock. Yeah. Like that. You like that, Daddy? The feeling of my breasts wrapped around your cock, pushing against your shaft. Like that. Doing this makes me miss being the slut I used to be. Driving men wild with my body, coaxing load after load of thick cum out of their very heavy balls, getting my pussy pounded whenever I felt like it. What I wouldn't do to be that young again. Oh, Daddy, I wasn't just a slut. I was the slut. Like, half the girls in my dorm hated me because I slept with their boyfriends, but I couldn't help it. When I see a young guy with a very nice cock, I just need to get a taste for myself. But that's so wrong. There's nothing more that I want than to feel that again. So would you let me do that? Let me be your little slut. You can come over whenever you want and just use me as you see fit. Throw me on my knees and fuck my throat. Rip my shirt open and play with my tits. Bend me over the kitchen counter and rail me just the way you want to. And I know you've probably thought about. I know you're more than capable of doing that, aren't you, baby? So what do you say? Oh, thank you, Daddy. You're not gonna regret this, I promise you. And I can show you why right now. If you're curious, why don't you bend me over this couch and find out? Oh, and hurry up and undress me too. Very eager. I fucking love that, baby. Yeah. You see, I wasn't even wearing any panties. Just my pussy being very wet and waiting for you, begging for some young dick to just slide up inside. Can you give that to me, Daddy? Can you please pound my pussy in a submission? Yeah, I know you want to, baby. Don't hesitate. I want you to just slide right inside of me. Go ahead. Oh, fuck. And I'm so tight right now. Oh, my God. Oh, I haven't had a dick this thick in a very long time. No. You can slide all the way in. I can take it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're going so deep. Oh, shit. Oh, I miss this feeling so much. Yeah, I know. It feels good, baby. You don't have to go slow, though. You can start fucking me already. I've waited way too long for this. Fuck. Oh, yeah. That's it, Daddy. That is what very good pussy feels like. I know you won't forget this after today, baby. I'll make sure of that. Fuck harder. I want you to use me. I'm your own little toy. That's what we agreed on. I am not your friend's mom anymore. I am a needy little slut for her daddy. A young, hung stud of a daddy. Oh my God. I don't think I can go back to my husband after this. Fuck. I want to be daddy's little cum slut. Can you do that for me? That's it. Oh yeah, play with my tits when you fuck me, baby. You do whatever the fuck you want. I'm about to come. I'm so close. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh my God. Fuck. No. Just slow down, baby. Slow down. Oh. Fuck. Oh, I haven't come that hard in a very, very long time, Daddy. Thank you. I love putting on a show for you. No. We're not done. Not yet, baby. Oh, I know you're tired, Daddy. But there's still something I want from you. You've been working so fucking hard. And I think you deserve to shoot a nice big load inside my pussy because I know you want to. Condoms. No, we don't need condoms. I want to feel every drop of that cum inside of me, baby. Now grab my hips. Yeah. You don't stop fucking me until you come. I know you're close, baby. Oh, come on. Oh. Fuck. Yeah. What's up, baby? You're close. You were so close. You stopped for me. Give it to me, baby. I want you to give me every fucking drop. Come on. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, Daddy, that was fucking perfect. Oh, my God. Oh, no, that was amazing. Oh, look at you. I know, baby, you've been eager to smack this ass. I'm so glad you didn't hold back from me, baby. You didn't think about anything else. You just came so fucking hard. You gave it all to me. Thank you. I wanted to empty those balls for you, baby. They were so fucking heavy. They were aching to come. I know they were. I know. Ooh. You really are a prodigy. You know that. Mm-hmm. Let me clean you up just a little bit, okay? Turn around. Come here. Yeah. Oh, we taste so fucking good together, but... We aren't done just yet. The sun's still out and you're still a little hard, so why don't we take this to the bedroom? This couch makes my back hurt. Hey, I may be energetic for my age, but, you know, I am a little older, so now get moving. Come on. Yeah, you get an ass smack too. How about that? And if you're quick, I'll let you use my ass this time. Works like a charm.